All right, bookworms. You've finished The Handmaid's Tale and the sequel. Now what do you read? Ask the author.
I'm Margaret Atwood, and the book I would like to talk about that I think people may have forgotten somewhat is Wide Sargasso Sea by Jean Rhys. And I have a personal connection with it because I actually met Jean Rhys when she was fairly old. And it was my editor in England, Diana Athill, who rediscovered her. People thought she was dead, but in fact she was off the radar and she was writing this book. And Wide Sargasso Sea is one of the very first books in which a character from a well-known book takes over center stage and tells her own story. So it's the mad wife from Jane Eyre telling the story of her life. In Jane Eyre, Mr. Rochester is married to a Creole wife, a woman from the West Indies. She is said to have gone mad and she's up in the attic. Eventually in the book, she sets fire to the house. Wide Sargasso Sea is the story of her growing up in this colony and of Mr. Rochester coming over and courting her really for the money, and then her discovery that he doesn't really love her, and then her discovery that he's shutting her up in the attic and making eyes at Jane Eyre, which, as you might imagine, does not fill her with joy. I first read this book when it came out because it was sent to me by my editor, Diana Athill, in England. So she not only sent me the book, but arranged for us to go out to lunch with Jean Rhys, who was very pleased to have been rediscovered and very pleased that her novel was doing so well. And you might think that we spoke about novelistic things, but we did not. We spoke about going shopping at Miss Selfridge's.
Oh, to be at the table when Margaret Atwood met Jean Rhys. What would they have been shopping for at Selfridge's? I'm Anne Strainchamps. Wide Sargasso Sea was published in 1966 by Jean Rhys. Margaret Atwood is the author of 17 books of poetry, 16 novels, 10 books of nonfiction, 8 children's books, and 1 graphic novel. You can hear more from her at ttbook.org/bookmarks, brought to you by To the Best of Our Knowledge.